Heavenly Father, we ask your blessing upon the sermon. Lord, it's all about you. I pray, Lord, that your name will be honored and glorified. Fill me with your spirit. Speak to our hearts. Help us to leave here drawn closer to you, we pray. Lord, it's all about you. Help me to rightly divide the word of truth and to communicate clearly the message that you have for us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I have a few. Now, you have to keep in mind our theme for the week. Our theme for the week is all hands on deck. So the idea was kind of like the pirate sailor type of thing, and we use these props and skits and everything. And you know, one of the biggest lessons that I learned from all of this, wearing an eye patch is really annoying. So it's kind of tough. But as I thought about the title of the theme, or excuse me, the theme of the camps, both camps, junior camp and teen camp, the idea was, and don't stand too close, I might get wicked with this sword, but the idea was all hands on deck. Think about that for a moment. All hands on deck. I'm going to leave this up here if I don't knock it off first. But, you know, that's very applicable to a church. All hands, the idea of all hands being on deck. I found out as I did a little bit of research on that expression that it was used as early as 1680 to 1690. So it's been around a long time, that expression, all hands on deck. Now, when it talks about hands, it talks about the sailors on a ship. When it says all hands, it basically said all sailors on the ship. And then it says, all hands on deck. What is that? That's the main part of the ship, the main floor that's over the hull of a ship. Sometimes it's called the main deck. And really, when the captain yells, all hands on deck, it's basically a call for all the sailors in the ship to get on the deck because there's something serious going on. And it could be an enemy ship. It could be any type of emergency. It could be a storm. So the captain would signal for immediate action, saying, hey, guess what? All hands on deck. And every sailor that would hear that would say, you know what? I better get moving because I am needed on the deck of the ship because it is an emergency. From what I understand, it encapsulated a sense of duty and camaraderie among the sailors. And as we talk about that today, you know, ultimately, you know, Jesus is our admiral, if you will. He's the top dog, if you will, right? He is the one over the church. But you might call the pastor the captain of the ship. If you liken the ship to Oak Mound Evangelical Church, I could be called the captain. Jesus is definitely over us all as the admiral. And guess what? I'm calling right now for all hands on deck. All hands on deck. We had a little theme song that we sang. And I don't know, Ryan was able to put it on a slide there a little bit. Now, we sang this, and I'm afraid to try to sing it by myself. But listen to the words at least, okay? We're not going to sing it. Sean, you want to get up here and lead this? No, I didn't think so. But this is just the chorus of the song that we sang over and over again. It actually sounds pretty good when you get all those. Between junior camp and teen camp, I had two opportunities to learn it. But it goes, all hands on deck, ready to work, we are, because we're kind of piratey and sailors, right? All hands on deck, serve him with your heart. All hands on deck, strong to meet the foe. All hands on deck, steady as she goes. Now today we're going to talk about all hands on deck. If there's ever been a time that I believe that Oak Mound Church needs all hands on deck, it's today. And I'm not, if you know me very well, it's not like I'm blowing smoke. It's not like I'm just talking big. I mean, I really mean it. It's time for everybody under the sound of my voice to get serious about serving God in their local church. Now, the way that you become a sailor in this ship, if you will,
is, first of all, you must trust Jesus as your Savior. If you're here today and you say, you know what, I'm not saved, or you might say, I'm not sure if I'm saved, guess what? Today is the day to become a sailor, if you will, for Jesus. Today is the day to trust Jesus as your Savior. You are living on borrowed time if you're living here today and you don't know Jesus as your Savior. Now, the old devil will whisper in your ear time after time after time, like, psst, no big deal. Just wait till later. Wait till later. You can trust him later. And as I've said many times, I believe hell is full of people that said, I will trust Jesus later. You see, I'm hollering all hands on deck. And if you're here without Jesus, you need to be saved. It's serious. It's emergency status. Because the Lord could come back in any time. Y'all agree with that? Is that the trumpet I hear? And you'd be left behind and you'd go through a horrible tribulation period that none of us want to go through. And if you ultimately never trust Jesus as your Savior, you'll spend a godless hell forever and ever in a place of torment and punishment, away from God. And you don't want that. Nobody wants that. So if you're here today and you're lost, today's the day to be saved. But if you're here today and you're a Christian, you're here today and you say, well, I know that I know that I know that I'm saved. Folks, it's time to wake up. Every single one of us. Now, you know where you are in your service to God. And some of you might say, preacher, I'm doing all I can. Praise the Lord. You're doing all you can for the Lord. But for some that may not be, guess what? It's time. All hands on deck. The Lord's going to come back soon. Or you're going to leave this world really soon. And we need your help in this church. I mean that. We need you to rise up. Not only is it a good thing for junior camp and teen camp, it's a good thing for a church. And I'm encouraging you today. We're going to be looking at several passages of Scripture, but all hands on deck, the devil is trying to sink our ship. All hands on deck, the devil is trying to sink our ship. Look at 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. Now, I know I've got some of y'all's attention because you're thinking in your brain right now, you're thinking, okay, what's the devil doing? What's going on in our church? Now, I don't know of anything necessarily going on in our church, but I do know that any church that is trying to do what's right and trying to share the gospel, that the devil would like nothing more than to see our ship sink. And to see Oak Mound Evangelical Church to no longer be in existence. Because that's the kind of person, if you will, that's the kind of being that the devil is. Look at 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. All hands on deck. Point number one, the devil is trying to sink our ship. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. It says, be sober. In other words, be serious, Christian. Be vigilant. Be dedicated to what God wants you to do because your adversary or your enemy, the devil, as a roaring lion walketh about seeking he whom he may what? Devour. Devour. Whom resists steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. The devil's fighting all the folks that are trying to serve the Lord. You as an individual, the devil is after your hide. As a family, the devil is after you, trying to devour your family. And as a church, can I tell you that the devil wants to see those doors closed? The devil wants to see Oak Mound signs no longer put up because he wants to sink our ship. Because that's what he does. Now, we Christians sometimes, I mean, some Christians that may be here and some that aren't here, that should be here, they're kind of like in their own little corner. You might be in your own little corner going, you know what? We need to be serious about God. I'm telling you, all hands on deck. The devil is trying to destroy our church. You know, do you remember those times when the ships were next to each other and the cannonballs were flying out of those ships? I'm telling you, the devil wants to see everything in our life, even as a Christian, to go wrong. The devil is not our friend, and yet many of us are sleeping somewhere saying, oh, it's all going to be fine. It's all going to be fine. I don't know about you, but I want to do my part. I want to be part of those sailors that are on deck saying, guess what? I'm going to fight the old devil who's trying to sink our ship. If you're sitting there today saying, well, I don't think the devil's messing with me. Well, the devil may not be messing with you because you're not doing much for Jesus. The devil and his demons we find on our back all the time. And we're trying as a church to reach the lost. We're trying to fulfill the commission of the Lord. Such things as the fireworks outreach and vacation Bible school and two different camps that we went to this year, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's other things that we do for the Lord. We're trying to share the gospel, and I'll tell you, the devil is against us. Now, I don't want you to leave here and say, the preacher knows something. I don't. I really don't. But I felt impelled. I felt directed to share this with you today, that we need to always be alert because the devil wants to sink this ship we call Oak Mound Evangelical Church. You know, sometimes I think we underestimate the value of the churches in an area. I mean, just think for a moment. What if all the true churches that are preaching and teaching the gospel just closed in an area? I mean, the world is pretty wicked anyway. But you take away all of those influences, where would the world be? In 1 Peter 5, 8, and 9 here, he's called a lion and he's called a devourer. A devourer, if there is such a word. One that wants to devour us, wants to chew our church up and spit it out. John chapter 8, verse 44. Also, all hands on deck, the devil is trying to sink our ship. Look at John chapter 8, verse 44. John chapter 8, verse 44. Listen to what this calls the devil. John chapter 8. It's pretty bad when the preacher's the last one to find the passage, isn't it? Here we go. It's here somewhere. I know it is. John chapter 8, verse 44. This is the words of Jesus when he's talking to some Jews that have been listening to his message. It says, ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer, talking about the devil, old Satan, old Lucifer. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. This tells us that the devil is a murderer. What's a murderer want to do? He wants to murder us. He wants to destroy us. He wants to see us defeated. You know, a lot of times he might come dressed up as an angel of light, if you will, come to us and say, guess what? Oh, you want to do this. Absolutely. You want to do this for yourself. And it sounds pretty good, but I'm telling you, whenever you follow the devil, you're following a murderer and you're following a liar, and he lies to us and say, it's all going to turn out good. There's no big deal about this. We as Christians, all hands on deck. The devil is trying to sink our ship. And that's an ongoing struggle. An ongoing struggle. If we ever lose sight of the fact that the devil is our enemy and he wants to destroy us and he wants to destroy our church, we're in trouble. You see, all hands need to be on deck because the devil is trying to sink our ship. He's trying to sink our personal, individual walk with God in our very lives. He's wanting to sink the ship of our family. He's wanting to sink the ship of our church. He's really wanting to sink our whole country. I want you to think for just a moment. Would you do me a favor? Now again, the whole emphasis of the message is going to be this ship. We're likening our church to a ship. And it's time for everybody, all sailors, all hands on deck. It's time to get serious about God here at Oak Mound. Every one of us. And again, I know some of you are going to hear that and say, well, I am. What are you talking about? I'm just saying in general. Praise the Lord if you are serious and you're serving God. But if not, it's time. I want you to do me a favor. Close your eyes for just a moment. Close your eyes for just a moment. Try not to go to sleep. Close your eyes for just a moment. I want you to imagine your life without Oak Mound Evangelical Church. I want you to imagine your life without this church. Secondly, as every eye is closed in the place, I want you to think about this. If everyone in this church was like me as a Christian toward this church, could this church go on? If everyone was as active in this church or as tithing or giving to the church or whatever area, if every other Christian in this church was like me, would this church go on? Would this church be able to continue? All right, now look up here. God is very well capable of talking to our hearts and speak to our hearts in that area. But I'm telling you, as the captain of the ship, all hands on deck. This is serious. We need you today. Do you know how many churches every month close in America? And I imagine since COVID, I mean, the numbers I heard before were like, wow, you've got to be kidding me. And I guess since COVID, I think the numbers have probably even gone sky high. And you say, preacher, are we going to close our doors? Do you know something I don't? No, I really don't, but I do know it's time for us to get serious. All hands on deck. It's time to get serious. The devil is trying to sink our ship. I remember one of my things that I remember about history. Remember John Paul Jones? You heard that name? He's regarded as the father of the American Navy. On September 23rd, 1779, during the Revolutionary War, his ship, the USS Bonhomie Richard, is the way I learned to say that, but it was badly damaged, and he was fighting a British ship called the Serapis, the HMS Serapis. And guess what? The captain of the other ship somehow communicated with John Paul Jones, who was now sailing in a very damaged ship. Do you want to surrender? Are you ready to surrender? Do you know what John Paul Jones responded? I have not yet begun to fight. Do you know the rest of the story? From what I understand, he went on to capture the other ship. But then eventually his ship was so battered that it eventually went down too. But he obviously lived through that, I guess. But you know what? I want to be that kind of Christian. Even though the devil might be fighting on every hand, I want to be the kind of Christian that says, you know what? I have not yet begun to fight. Point number two today, all hands on deck. We've got lots to accomplish and little time left to do it. We've got lots to accomplish and little time left to do it. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. I'm not going to park in these passages very long, but I want you to look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. All hands on deck. Point number two. We've got lots to accomplish and little time left to do it. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. It says, but I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, Paul writes to the Thessalonian church, a bunch of Christians, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not precede or prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Can I tell you, we've got lots to accomplish and little time to do it, because the Lord is coming back in the rapture at any time. Every preacher that I know that knows his Bible believes that the Lord's return is just right here. You know what? If the Lord would come back tomorrow, let's say Monday at 5 p.m. tomorrow, the Lord is coming back. You know, he's coming in the cloud, soul and spirit of those that have gone on before. The graves will burst open. They'll have brand new bodies, reunite with their soul and spirit, which is with the Lord now. And it says, we'll be caught up together to be with the Lord. So we'll go up to be with him, the we that are saved. And as we go up, we'll get the brand new bodies. But can I tell you, there's nothing that has to happen for the rapture to occur. There's no prophecies in Scripture that says, well, this has to happen first. It's ready. It's set. It is right on the verge of happening. And if I told you the Lord's coming back tomorrow at 5 o'clock, I imagine a lot of us would rearrange our schedule between now and 5 o'clock tomorrow, wouldn't we? And I imagine a lot of us would pull out the Bible and say, you know what? I better start reading the Bible more. I don't have long, but I better read it. I bet a lot of us will get on our knees and start calling out to God and say, God, I need to be better, a better servant for you. And I imagine a lot of us would be getting on the phone or knocking on some doors saying, listen here, cousin so-and-so, you need to be saved. All hands on deck. We've only got a little bit of time left because the rapture could happen at any moment. We're going to hear a shout, the voice of the archangel and the trumpet of God. And let me tell you, that could happen at any moment. I mean, they thought back in Bible times it was right around the corner, but we're 2,000 years closer now than they were. So it's okay for we preachers to say, guess what? It could happen at any moment because it could. Man, it's time for us to get serious. All hands on deck. We got so much to accomplish. But you know what? You say, preacher, they've been talking about that rapture for years and it's not happened. That's all right. It still could happen at any moment. But even if we don't go up in the rapture, guess what's going to happen to us? Look at James chapter 4. James chapter 4. Look at what it says. James chapter 4. Look at verse 13, 14, and 15. It says, go to now, ye that say today or tomorrow, we'll go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It's even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanishes away. For that you ought to say, the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. You see, all hands need to be on deck. We've got lots to accomplish and little time left to do it. The Lord could come back at any moment. Can't do anything more for the Lord then. Or guess what? We could breathe our last. You say, preacher, I'm young. Well, how many young people have you known that have died unexpectedly? And I look around and there's a lot of folks who you wouldn't classify. I'm being as kind as I can be. You would not be classified as young any longer, okay? Guess what? Your life is going to end. It's like a vapor that appears for a moment. And as I told our Sunday school class, we are going to stand face to face with Jesus our Savior to give an account of our service to God. Folks, it's time to get in the ball game. It's time to get on deck. It's time to say, Lord, our time is short. We got a lot of souls to get to reach with the gospel. We got lots of ministries we need to man. We got lots of things that need to be done through Oak Mound Evangelical Church. It's time. It's time for all hands to be on deck. Now we get so wrapped up in this world. We live as if this world is going to last forever. It's not. This world is going to burn up someday. And before that happens, you and I will either be raptured or we're going to die. You know, I figured this up. I was thinking about this. My dad lived to be 80. My mom lived to be 88. I'm 61. That probably means that about at least, I could die tomorrow, I don't know. But at least three-fourths of my life is over. You know, know, that should be a wake-up call. All hands on deck. I'm going to get on deck. I'm going to quit messing with all the things of the world. I'm going to quit messing with all the things that take all my time. I'm going to focus on serving Jesus. And if you can find any place in Scripture where our service is not supposed to radiate from the local church, you show me that verse, because I've not found it. Your service for God ought to come through the local church. Folks, it'll roll around. It's about quarter till noon, in case you was wondering. It's a quarter till noon. It'll roll around about 6:25 tonight, about 6:30 tonight, and guess what? Probably less than half of the group that's here now will be back in their place at church. You see, I'm one of those dinosaurs. When you hired me as pastor, you knew I was one of those dinosaurs. I believe that when the church door is open, you need to be in your place unless you are divinely hindered. Now, some people say, my health don't allow me. God understands that. I fully understand it. I can't drive at night. I fully understand that. I fully get it. I got to go to work. I fully understand that. I fully get it. But normally what happens is we make a choice that I got something more important to do. Folks, it's time for all hands on deck here at Oak Mound. It's time for people to say, I'm going to come to church. You say, preacher, there's no churches that work that way anymore. Well, then there should be. Ryan and Jason's church down in North Carolina. Now, I know their church is like we are, humans, fallible, frail individuals. But let me tell you, come Sunday morning, they got a bunch of people. Come Sunday night, they got pretty much the same bunch of people. Come Wednesday night, guess what? They pretty much got the same bunch of people in church. They're doing something right down there. And I think they realize that they better all hands on deck. They better get serious about God, because our time is short. You know, I think that judgment seat of Christ thing, you know, some people are like, oh, we get to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. No big deal. You know, I'm saved. It is a big deal. I told our Sunday school class today, I believe for some of us, it's going to be the most embarrassing time of our life. We're standing before our Savior who died upon the cross, and he's saying, well, why didn't you do this? Why weren't you faithful to do this? Why didn't you tell your neighbor about Jesus? Why didn't you tithe your money to the church? Why did you? And we're not going, there is no such thing as a good answer to God, right? I think we're going to want to crawl under a rock, but we can't. And I believe those tears that are dried in Revelation, I think they're tears that we shed because we're so remorseful for all the things we did not do for God. Now, folks, all hands on deck. Time is short. We got a lot of things to accomplish. And you know this. There's all kind of people out there that need Jesus. You know, I'd encourage you. It seems like a lot of times the things that are least important in life, the temporary things, that is, seems to want to suck us in. And I use the expression, they don't mount to a hill of beans. I mean, they're not important. They're not eternal things. And yet we buy into it, hook, line, and sinker. And the devil will provide any excuse to keep us from serving the Lord. Keep us from church. Keep us from the Bible. Keep us from praying. Keep us from tithing. Keep us from witnessing. The devil will provide any excuse possible. And we'll do all these things. It's amazing to me the ridiculous things that we so commit our lives to that will not last. They might be all right in their proper perspective, in their proper priority, but guess what? They pale in value compared to the value of serving the Lord. You know what? I want to see Oak Mound. I want to see it. Now, again, that's not, growth is not my department. All I can do, that's God's department. All I can do is do all I can do for the Lord. all you can do is all you can do for the Lord. But if I'm not doing all I can do and you're not doing all I can do, let's not sit back and say, well, God's just not working. Maybe we're not working. And I'm sure there's some people that are sitting here today saying, oh, well, I've been coming to this church for a long time, but I'm not a member of that church. What are you waiting on? Seriously. Seriously. What are you waiting on? God wants you to be part of a local church, and there's certain things you cannot do in this church unless you're a member. You're basically tying your hands, say, well, I can do some, but I can't do everything. What are you waiting on? All hands on deck. This is serious. First point we looked at, the devil's trying to sink our ship. I hope that some of our people just kind of like, really? Yes. The devil's wanting to sink our ship. I hope you hear the call from the captain of the ship. And again, I'm not using that title to say, whoa, look at me. I'm just saying God has put me as the shepherd, if you will, of this flock under the shepherd, the great shepherd, which is Jesus, or the admiral, I'll call him today in the sailing context. But I'm telling you, don't kid yourself. Oh, Oak Mountain will be around forever. No, not necessarily. And again, I'm not doing that for fear value either. I don't do that. I'm not a drama king. But I'm telling you, there's a lot of churches who are now closed. They've been turned into stores and houses and all kind of things around our communities. Or just clubs shut down and burned down like her home church did there in Doddridge County. Don't say it can't happen in Oak Mountain. Well, I'm telling you. You need to consider yourself. Are you being what you need to be as a person here at Oak Mountain? Again, if you're here without Jesus, the way to get in the boat, the way to become a sailor in the army of God, if you will, or in the navy of God, trust Jesus as your Savior. But if you're here today and you're not even a member of Oak Mountain, I mean, I'm like, what are you? It's not a hard process to become a member of Oak Mountain. I mean, what are you waiting on? Join the church. We need you. All hands on deck. And if you're saying, I'm a member of Oak Mountain, I've been a member. Are you the kind of member? I mean, it amazes me. I hear people go, oh, I just love Oak Mountain. I just love Oak Mountain. But you never see them. Or if you see them rarely, it's kind of like, do you really love Oak Mountain? You know, ultimately we're supposed to love God, but we're supposed to at least appreciate and love our church. Man, it's time for all hands on deck. The devil's trying to sink our ship. And guess what? We got more to do than we got time to do it. So we need you. We need you. All hands on deck. We need you to step up. We need you to be all that God wants you to be. Would you bow your head for just a moment? Using the analogy of the ship and using the analogy of sailors, are you the sailor that God wants you to be on this ship we call Oak Mound Evangelical Church? I'm telling you. The devil's against us, and by golly, we got an awful lot of stuff we need to accomplish. Are you the sailor that God wants you to be? Are you on the deck of this ship we call Oak Mound Evangelical Church and ready? And serious, because I do believe in the day and age in which we live, it is emergency status. Just like when the captain yelled, all hands on deck, it was an emergency. I believe we're in emergency mode. I really do. Churches like ours are in emergency mode. We need to step up. Let me ask you a question. I'm not going to ask you right now at this point to respond in any way, but is God telling you you could step it up? Is God telling you that you could be a better sailor for the Lord right here at Oak Mound? Again, maybe you're here today and you're lost. You say, I've never trusted Jesus. Man, you're living on borrowed time. Today's the day of salvation, the Bible says. I'm going to be somewhere down front. We're going to sing a song. I'm going to encourage you to come down and just get my hands. Say, preacher, I want to get saved. And you can be saved and leave this place knowing where you're heading and why you're here on this earth. If you're a Christian here today, say, I know I'm saved. Are you a member of Oak Mound? I mean, really, every Christian ought to be a member of a church. And we'd love to have you here at Oak Mound. I mean, what are you waiting on? Is God speaking to your heart today? If God's speaking to your heart today about becoming a member of Oak Mound, I'm going to encourage you to come up to me, the preacher, right up here front and say, preacher, I want to be a member of this church. We'll take it from there. We'll tell you what has to happen. But get serious today. Come on. All hands on deck. But maybe you're here today and you say, I'm a Christian and I'm a member of Oak Mound. Are you giving your best to the church here? I mean, get that thought out of your brain completely that this church could never close. Get that thought out of your brain that Oak Mound will always be there. Because I'm telling you, we need people to step up. We need people to be sailors that are doing their best on this deck for the Lord. You know what I'm going to encourage you to do? I encourage the lost to come and shake my hand and say, I want to be saved. I encourage those who are not members to come up and say, preacher, get the process going. I want to join this church. But if you're here today and you're a member of Oak Mound, then God has shown you in some way that you could step it up a bit here at Oak Mound. Maybe in your Bible reading, in your prayer, and coming to church, tithing to the church, telling neighbors. But God has said directly, yes, you can do more. And that's what will count for eternity. I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to encourage you to come up to the altar, to be bold. If you can't kneel at the altar, sit in a front seat and just talk to the Lord about it. Say, Lord, help me. Help me to be the sailor, if you will, in this ship we call Oak Mound Evangelical Church. Help me to do exactly what you want me to do. Do you know what I'm praying? I've been praying for 365 new people by this time next year, by June 5th of next year. Say, God can't do that. My God can. You know what? There's ministries that I'd love to see started. I'd love to see a visitation program where once a week we go out and visit people as a group, as a church, as maybe a couple of people together going out and telling people about Jesus. You know, I'd like to see a kids program, either once a week or once every 2 weeks. I'd love to have a program on like Wednesday night for kids. But do we have the people? Are you willing to step up? I'd love to see a youth group that meets once a week or once every other week or something. I'd like to see that happen, wouldn't you? I'd love to see our gym used more and have youth groups and kids coming, maybe even adults one night a week coming to our church to do some. But we need people to step up and say, I can do that. Will you be what God wants you to be? If God is speaking to your heart and you think you can contribute even 1% more, I'm not talking about money, I'm going to talk about of yourself to this church, to this ship that we're part of, I want you to come to the altar and say, God, help me to be more here at Oak Mound for you. Would you do that as we sing in a moment? Dear God, I thank you for all your blessings. We thank you, Lord, for the message that you've given to us today. Help us to hear loud and clear. And Lord, again, if there's one here today that says, I'm not sure I'm saved, or they might say, I know I'm not saved, convict them, work on them with your Holy Spirit. And I pray that today, Lord, as we sing, that they'll come forward and take my hand and say, preacher, I want to be saved. If anyone is here today and they say, you know what, God's moving my heart that I should be a member of this church, I pray that they'll come forward and say, preacher, I want to be a member of this church. Just give them the boldness to do so. And Lord, for those that are members, Lord, speak to our hearts and help us to listen. If we can do better in any little iota way, one little tiny area perhaps, as far as Oak Mound goes, I pray, Lord, that you'll help us to have the boldness to step out and to come to the altar and ask for your help and your strength in doing so and your blessings upon our church. Lord, we pray this in Jesus' name.